Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SORAPREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Sunday, the 17th of May, 2026, at 9:11 Israel time, 6:11 UTC. IDF officer killed by Hezbollah drone, as Trump posts, calm before the storm. May 17th, 06:11 UTC, 09:11 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, an IDF platoon commander was killed by a Hezbollah explosive drone in southern Lebanon, the seventh Israeli soldier killed since the ceasefire began. The IDF struck over 100 Hezbollah targets over the weekend, while Hezbollah launched rockets and drones at Israeli forces. President Trump posted an AI-generated image warning of a coming storm amid reports that renewed US-Israel strikes on Iran could resume, and Iran announced plans to unveil a toll mechanism for the Strait of Hormuz. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Lebanon, Captain Maoz Israel Rikanadi, a 24-year-old platoon commander in the Golani Brigade's 12th Battalion from Itamar, was killed by a Hezbollah explosive drone on Friday. He was set to marry his fiancée next month. He is the seventh IDF soldier killed in southern Lebanon since the ceasefire began and the 20th since hostilities escalated amid the Iran war. The IDF struck over 100 Hezbollah targets over the weekend. Lebanese health authorities said 18 people were killed and 124 wounded in Israeli strikes over the past day. Hezbollah launched rockets and explosive drones at IDF troops overnight and into the morning. Projectiles struck near forces but caused no injuries. One drone triggered sirens in Misgav Am. The group claimed 19 operations against Israeli targets in 24 hours, including drone swarms, guided missiles, and explosive devices against vehicles and positions. Hezbollah said it targeted the Yara barracks with a swarm of attack drones and struck a Merkava tank and command headquarters. The IDF intercepted several rockets launched at troops. Hezbollah's use of cheap FPV drones marks a significant tactical shift, with four IDF soldiers and one civilian killed in such strikes. The IDF is investing in improved defenses and training. The US extended the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire by 45 days and opened a security track for military coordination with Israel and the Lebanese state. Despite the extension, fighting has intensified, with the diplomatic window narrowing to mid-June. In Iran, Tehran will soon unveil a mechanism to collect fees from ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz. The announcement comes as the strait remains at 2% of pre-war traffic levels, with a 7-day average of 1.6 vessels per day. Iranian state television claimed European countries have been in talks with Tehran over transit for ships following earlier passages by vessels from China, Japan, and Pakistan. President Trump posted an AI-generated image on Truth Social showing Iranian ships in stormy seas with the caption, "This was the calm before the storm." Trump separately claimed the US could destroy Iran's infrastructure in 2 days. On the diplomatic front, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araki highlighted talks with India and called for reform of global governance at a BRICS foreign ministers meeting. Parliament Speaker Mohammed Bagher Ghalibaf said the world stands at the cusp of a new order. US Senator Tom Tillis criticized War Secretary Hegseth's decisions as the US reduces its military footprint in Europe amid the Iran conflict. Dozens of USAF planes were reported leaving the Middle East. On oil markets, Brent backwardation stood at plus $1.90 and WTI at plus $3.49, with the US Strategic Petroleum Reserve drawn down by over 31 million barrels over 10 weeks. The UAE announced a new oil pipeline bypassing the Strait of Hormuz, set to launch in 2027. Moving to Gaza, Hamas is advancing its internal leadership election process after an inconclusive first round, moving closer to selecting a new political bureau chief. Senior Hamas official Osama Hamdan said the killing of military commander Izz al-Din al-Haddad aimed to pressure Hamas into concessions but would not succeed. Palestinian reports said at least one person was killed in an Israeli strike in Jabalia. In the West Bank, Israeli authorities launched investigations after settlers torched Palestinian vehicles and a reservist was filmed dragging a bound detainee. Two Palestinians were injured when settlers attacked residents near Mara Rabbah and Beit Fajar, south of Bethlehem. The IDF confirmed a Palestinian man was killed near Jenin during an operation. Separately, a group of Israeli settlers tied themselves to the border fence with Syria overnight to pressure the cabinet to allow settlement in Syrian territory. On the multilateral track, an opinion piece in the Jerusalem Post argued for a US-Israel partnership based on direct strategic value rather than historical commitment. The US suspended enforcement of sanctions against UN investigator Francesca Albanese. And Israel's Noam Beten finished second at Eurovision 2026, with Bulgaria taking the win. Belgium's VRT warned it may boycott the contest unless organisers reform voting rules and take a clearer stance on war and participation amid disputes over Israel's involvement. Moving to the analysis, first the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchange between Israel and Hezbollah is accelerating despite the 45-day ceasefire extension. Over the trailing 7 days, prior satraps documented a steady climb from mortar fire and rocket barrages to the first IDF fatality from a drone, and now second officer killed and over 100 Hezbollah targets struck in a single weekend. The protagonist set remains unchanged, but the means have shifted. Hezbollah's adoption of cheap FPV drones has introduced a new lethal dimension that the IDF is struggling to counter, evidenced by 4 soldier and 1 civilian deaths from such strikes. This window shows a qualitative escalation in Hezbollah's operational capability, moving from harassment to targeted killing of field commanders. The diplomatic track extended to mid-June is being outpaced by battlefield dynamics. On the information environment, 2 competing framings dominate. The US-Israel camp, amplified by Trump's post, is signaling imminent decisive action against Iran, casting the Lebanon front as a secondary but connected theater. Hezbollah's media arms are pushing a narrative of successful attrition, claiming 19 operations in 24 hours, and framing the drone kills as proof of tactical adaptation that makes the Israeli presence in southern Lebanon untenable. A significant gap exists between the reported intensity of IDF strikes and the limited international coverage of Lebanese casualties, suggesting the IDF's messaging is dominating Western outlets while Hezbollah's claims resonate in the Axis network. The Iranian Hormuz toll announcement is a parallel narrative thread projecting economic coercion while the military front simmers and the synthesis. The weekend's events reveal that the Lebanon ceasefire is not a pause, but a reconfiguration of the conflict's geometry. Hezbollah is using the ceasefire's constraints on large-scale IDF maneuvers to perfect a drone-based attrition strategy that inflicts steady, politically sensitive casualties without triggering a full-scale Israeli ground offensive. This shifts the burden of escalation onto Israel. Either absorb a slow bleed of officers or break the ceasefire with a major operation that would unravel the US-brokered diplomatic track. A counter-reading is that the IDF's massive strike wave is a calibrated attempt to re-establish deterrence within the ceasefire's bounds, and that Hezbollah's drone success is a temporary adaptation that will be neutralized. However, the IDF's own acknowledgement of the FPV drone challenge and the investment in new defenses suggest the threat is structural, not ephemeral, making the attrition strategy a sustainable, low-cost path for Hezbollah to shape the conflict's trajectory. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual-lens predictions, watch for new scorch marks or vehicle movements near the reported drone strike location in southern Lebanon on the next Sentinel. OnePass, monitor flight radar 24 for any USAF tanker orbits over the Eastern Mediterranean or Arabian Sea in the next 48 hours, indicating potential staging for Iran strikes. And review Lloyd's MIU advisory for Strait of Hormuz war risk premiums or navigation warnings issued after Iran's toll mechanism amendment. Now, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, Hezbollah will claim another successful FPV drone strike on an IDF position or vehicle in southern Lebanon. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through 20 May with no direct kinetic exchange between the two states. And before 19 May, the IDF will announce a new defensive measure specifically targeting FPV drones, such as an additional electronic warfare system deployment. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 72 hours, an IDF airstrike on a senior Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon will kill a high-value target, prompting Hezbollah to launch a barrage of over 50 rockets at northern Israel with low confidence. By 20 May, the US will conduct a kinetic strike on an Iranian military asset outside Iran's borders, such as an IRGC drone facility in Syria or Iraq, with low confidence. And before 22 May, Iran will detain a foreign-flagged vessel in the Strait of Hormuz under the new toll mechanism, triggering a spike in oil prices and a US naval response with low confidence. That concludes this sitrep. For more, visit citroisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_citrips. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.